AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden says he feels better than he sounds.
I led the world to coordinate the largest release of oil reserves in history.
The president was coughing during a virtual meeting with economic leaders. He tested positive for the coronavirus yesterday. Dr. Ashish Jha is the White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator.
It's great to see the president doing better. He's doing better because he is vaccinated, he is boosted. He's getting treatments.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre on people who had contact with the president.
The White House Medical Unit has identified and informed 17 people determined to be close contacts of the president.
The president's doctor says his mild COVID symptoms are improving and he's responding well to treatment. A longtime ally of former President Donald Trump, Steve Bannon, is convicted of contempt charges for defying a congressional subpoena from the House committee investigating the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Bannon could get up to 2 years in prison when sentenced. Police say three family members were shot to death while camping in a state park in eastern Iowa. The suspected gunman died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Uvalde, Texas school officials canceled a meeting tomorrow to decide the future of school district police chief Pete Arredondo, who was facing the possibility of becoming the first officer to be fired over the slow law enforcement response to the Robb Elementary School massacre. The board says his lawyer asked for the postponement. The Supreme Court will allow new Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, the first black woman on the court, to take part in a case that could lead to the end of the use of race in college admissions. She'll sit out a case involving Harvard's admissions policies, since she was a member of that university's board. Brown will take part in a now separate, similar case involving the University of North Carolina. This is AP News. Former President Donald Trump and his estranged Vice President Mike Pence are campaigning for rival candidates for governor in Arizona. Pence talking about the border with Mexico while campaigning for Karen Taylor Robson.
While we live in the state of Indiana, this is a 50-state problem. Every American is troubled by the unprecedented crisis at our southern border.
Trump supports former TV anchor Carrie Lake. They're running in the August 2nd Republican primary to replace term-limited Governor Doug Ducey. A Kentucky judge grants an injunction preventing the state's near-total ban on abortions from taking effect, allowing the state's two clinics to continue providing abortions. The judge says there is a substantial likelihood the law violates the rights to privacy and self-determination protected by Kentucky's Constitution. Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron, a Republican running for governor, says he will appeal the ruling. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.